Go on, Ian.
Yeah, I say, you know, a player falls over in the penalty box in a soccer match. Did he dive? Did he tumble? Was he tripped? The referee has to make that instantaneous decision. And he says he was tripped. He points to the penalty spot and the other team score.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing you can do about it, whether he's right or whether he's wrong. Now, you know, it's apple. I'm comparing apples with lemons here.
Yeah, but
the problem
it's still...
is that the lemons are, mm-hmm. are golf.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it's... what I despair of is that there was no appreciation of the uncertainty uh-huh. that was caused and how that impacted on the enjoyment of watching the event.
Right.
And to me, that has to be a priority because this is professional sport. It is entertainment.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're paying the players to play.
Yeah.
That's why people are paying their subscriptions to whichever TV mm-hmm. channel they are or network they're watching it on or buying their tickets mm-hmm. at the ground. So you've got to have due consideration for those people because otherwise, if you don't show that consideration, they'll go and do something else with their money.
Right. Well, clearly, look, don't want to point to a different thing, get off topic, like last year at Chambers Bay where they had no consideration for the fans watching.
Absolutely, you couldn't walk around that course.
And I remember playing it the year before, and that was one of the first things I noticed, was where are the fans going to go? And, you know, because it is about them, but I think that when you have such a big event on TV, and everybody is watching, and everyone in the world is, you know, non-golf fans are discussing it on Twitter, it's like I keep saying, it makes golf look dumb, and it's what drives people away.
Absolutely, and it's a real shame because, you know, we were back here in this hotel last night and the TV screens were on there and they finally got round to showing the golf and all we saw was that 2-foot putt on the fifth. Now, what I wanted to see again, and I still haven't seen again, is Dustin Johnson's second shot to 18, which was one of the shots
so
of
good.
The decade.
Yeah.
And that's what we should be talking about.
Right.
We should be talking about a great athlete putting aside his demons to eventually win a major championship. And it's been overshadowed. And yes, of course, we're discussing it to a degree, but not to the extent that we should be because of this nonsense that went
mm-hmm.
on.
I mean, those two shots he hit were... I mean, it reminded me of Chambers Bay last year where he hit two of the best shots as well. But then there was those screens, but I don't know if that was the issue. But regardless, this time you could tell that Dustin was going to make that putt for birdie, I felt.
Absolutely, and I think everyone was so thrilled because by that stage he'd given himself, a four-stroke advantage, so there was nothing they could do in the hut to deny him victory. And, you know, it went from a four-shot win to a three-shot win. Either way, it's a win. And, and you know, I think maybe to finish off that, we should finish on the positive, and the positive is that we have a new major champion, someone who by his own admission has got the monkey off his back,
mm-hmm.
and now I think we'll go on and win many more of these at this level, and you know that is going to be great for the game of golf.
Mm-hmm.
He is an athlete, the supreme ball striker, and someone that people can attach their interest to, and that will help grow the game of golf,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we should be talking about, not the nonsense that went on with the rules, but we're left with no choice because that's what happened.
They made it the story. And the thing is, people enjoy watching Dustin Johnson hit the ball because he hits it so freakishly long, right?
Yeah.
And that is impressive to people. So I think that you're right. We should have been focusing on that instead of all this crap. And the thing is, even though Shane Lowry said that it did not affect him, Rory thought it did. And I tweeted that, but you know.
Well, I think Rory made the most pertinent point of anyone on the, and I put this in my piece for the BBC on social media when he just said, "Look, if this was me, I'd refuse to hit another shot until it gets sorted out
mm-hmm.
because it needed to be sorted out mm-hmm. there and then."
Yeah.
And I can't say it over and over. You know, I'm just saying it over and over again. And so I hope the lessons will be learned. But I was somewhat depressed. Coming out of the press conference with the officials, Jeff Hall, and there was zero appreciation of the point I'm making. I asked that question in the news conference and
about the fans watching.
Yeah. And
they didn't care.
They didn't care. All they were interested in was getting the decision right. And that is, that's laudable. But if you're going to get the decision right, get it right straight away.
Yeah.
Don't hang around, please. Just, you know, I want to look at a leaderboard and know that that's what the score is.
Well, the thing is, especially in this day and age, right, with iPads, just text messaging even.
Yeah.
How hard would it have been for...
A little WhatsApp group could have sorted it.
Yeah, for, you know, the walking official to, like you said, radio in or text or whatever.
But that, to me, going forward is the big concern, that they're not interested, really.
To grow the game.
In the watching viewers and the spectators and the players, but they're secondary important.
Yeah.
They've all got enough money. To me, it's you want to be able to know what the score is, believe the score, and take it.
I mean, what would have happened if Dustin was up by one at the end of play?
We'd have been a playoff.
Yeah, apparently.
We'd have enjoyed that too.
Yeah.
But there we go.
Okay.
We'll see, Stephanie. I don't think that there'll be any change made whatsoever. But we can only give our opinions, and my opinion might be completely wrong, and a lot of people might disagree with me.
I don't think so.
But, you know, that's the way I viewed it.
Well, thank you, Ian, for your time and sharing your opinion, as always.
Way Under Par Podcast. It's the way to go.